Shaking It Up with Sheikh Fayaz, Nightly Ramadan Reflections.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. It goes without saying now that the holy month of Ramadan is a month of introspection and reflection, as we've mentioned time and time again. It's an opportunity for us to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by means of understanding and connecting virtually with ourselves. Being alone with oneself is challenging many a times. It's really difficult to think about where you want to go and where you came from and what your ultimate objective and purpose is in this universe. But sometimes through that reflection and through that contemplation, we're able to uncover and unveil ourselves from again seeing the reality beyond all things. In a famous supplication from the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he would supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking to see the reality of all things. And thus in following in his sacred footsteps, we should naturally do the same, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to truly give us the ability to see his wisdom when many a times it's so simple to get lost in the day-to-day struggle and grind of life. And during this holy month of Ramadan, through that introspection, through that reflection, through that being with oneself, it's important also to sit back and realize that we are part of a massive universe that God has created. And that means that being more involved and seeing that which is around us when it comes to the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in nature truly allow for us to again feel the presence of God consistently encompassing the human soul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us with the intrinsic ability to be curious about his creation. Children from a very young age, they look at the sky, they look at the sun, they like to be outdoors, their eyes are naturally attracted to the moon. As we get older, we look down, don't look up, we get caught up in the distractions of the day, forgetting that the sky is blue and that the clouds are above us in a system of ultimate perfection. And so much of what the Quran calls to, so much of what the Prophet alayhi salam calls to, so much of what the Imams of Ahlul Bayt speak to is about recognizing how small we are in the world and how it can lead to a sense of humility in terms of our relationship with the Creator. Because when we enter into the state of prostration during the course of our prayers, literally we are humbling ourselves in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the most abject, in the most debased way, in order for us, of course, to remember who is the Creator and who is the creation. And when we get up from that prostration and we resume the rest of our day, it's important for us to realize that we are part of a system of worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By means of my deeds, by means of my actions, I realize that I'm not limited in terms of my obedience to the Creator, and I'm not the only one doing it. There is 1.7 some odd other billion Muslims praying the same way that I pray. And there are people of different religious traditions who worship God in the way that they worship God. But more than that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the sun, the moon, the stars, the trees, the oceans, the rivers, all of these things as well to be in a state of obedience and be in a state of submission and be in a state of prostration and servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. God states in the Holy Quran, وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ وَالنُّجُومَ وَالْجِبَالُ وَالشَّجَرُ وَالدَّوَّابُ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. He says, do you not see that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prostrates whoever is in the heavens and whoever is in the earth and the sun, the moon, the stars, the mountains, the trees, all of the moving creatures, all people on earth were in a state of testifying to the existence of God by means of submission, though we may not be able to perceive the way that the sun prostrates to God, or the way that the trees worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But nonetheless, they're all in a state of obedience to God in their own way. And going back to this notion and to this idea of reflection and contemplation, which is certainly again one of the major themes of the holy month of Ramadan, some practical insight. Over the last year plus, many of us have been in our homes for the overwhelming majority of the days. And once in a while, going outdoors, going for a walk, looking up at the sky, could change our perspective so quickly in regards to everything that we might have been experiencing while staring at our computer screens for the 6 or 8 or 12 hours that preceded that very moment. And it's of no coincidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the nights during the holy month of Ramadan as nights of worship and standing and bowing and prostrating in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And beyond the month of Ramadan, recommended actions of prayer and worship are often to be performed during the night and not during the day, perhaps due to the stillness of the night, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, as God states within the Holy Quran, that He swears by the night and its calmness and its stillness. But perhaps also because it's an opportunity for us to connect again with the signs of God, with the nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created around us. The moon appears in the horizons, the stars above us. We're no longer distracted by people, by devices, by television. That moment of performing the night prayer even outside of the month of Ramadan is something which allows for the human being to elevate and transverse to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ways like none other. But it starts, or the inspiration or the motivation beyond that starts with us, again, just looking up at the stars. It is stated that the Messenger of God, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he would wake up in the last third of the night, he would perform his wudu, and he would go and he would stand outside, and he would raise his hands in qunut, supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While he would look up at the skies, he would call out, Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila, subhanak faqina adhab an-nar. That, oh Allah, as I look up and I gaze upon those stars in the heavens, I know that you did not create this in vain, but rather there's a purpose behind this universe of yours. Oh Allah, all glory be to you. So save us from divine punishment. It is those stars, that sky, that stillness of the night, which again allows for us to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's unique creation and allows for us to see ourselves in a unique way. Which is why we see that the word star or najm or kawkab is mentioned 18 times within the Holy Quran. هو الذي وهو الذي جعل لكم النجوم لتهتدوا بها في ظلمات البر والبحر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, and from amongst His signs is that He has placed for you the stars so that we can be guided by them through the darkness of the land and the sea. Of course, historically we realize that people used to look up at the sky in order to get to their destination as a physical sign as well as a spiritual sign. For us today, we don't utilize the stars as we're driving down the highway to getting from destination A to B. But at the same time, it can certainly be a means and mechanisms for our guidance as an opportunity to humble ourselves and realize again the beauty of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ وَالنُّجُومَ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ بِأَمْرِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, and He has created the sun and the moon and the stars, and He has subjected them to His command. Meaning again, they are under the authority, under the guise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالنُّجُومَ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ بِأَمْرِهِ. In another verse, God states again that those stars that you see in the skies, that you see in the darkness of the night and in the early part of the morning, they are all from the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَلَامَاتٍ بِالنَّجْمِ هُمْ يَحْتَدُونَ. And they are made as landmarks, and by the stars they are guided, meaning we are guided. And again, don't limit that to a historical conversation of 1,000 years ago where people in the sea used to look up in order to get to their destination physically. But rather, during the course of these nights during the holy month of Ramadan, look up at the sky, look up at the stars, humble yourself and realize how big this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And through that, how small we are, not in a way that we deprecate, not in a way that we hate ourselves, not in a way that we see distance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather we again reflect upon the ultimate purpose of our creation. And we feel inspired, we feel motivated to raise our hands to God in the same way that the Prophet did in the darkness of the night, and utilize these days and nights to find Him by finding ourselves. It starts again by looking up at the stars. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.
Follow Sheikh Fayaz on Twitter and Instagram @FayazJaffer, and look out for him on Facebook.